Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. We are getting into a regular show today because we really want you to have some good energy going forward into the week and into the next few months. Just happens to be my birthday, and so we were very, very busy and really, really sorry about this. So, Good Fortune, it is my birthday today, and we want to also wish everybody else who could possibly be having a birthday in the month of June a very, very, very good and happy birthday going forward into the year. So, what is good fortune all about? Good fortune all about is all about things happening well for us, things just going forward in a really, really nice way. And having life throw fantastic things at us. So life basically comes back and gives us a box of chocolates, or it gives us a great bottle of champagne. It gives us really, really good things. But what happens when people start to think that their life is not so good? I was watching some YouTube videos this past week, a little bit of it, and saw that there was a lot of immigration problems going on, illegal immigrants entering the UK and Europe, being taken over by different forces, and people basically trying to deal with that. So, what happens in all of these situations is there's a whole bunch of a lack of good fortune going on. People, illegal immigrants, basically, putting themselves into a bad situation, even worse than what they probably started off, and host countries not wanting them because it burdens their own countries because, they can't provide for their own people, and then all these illegal immigrants, and then deal with all of this. So Europe is basically going through a lot of that. US also possibly is going through that, went through that, and everybody knows all of these things that are happening. But this is the exact opposite of good fortune. Good fortune is when people love where they are, they love what's happening to them, they love whatever gifts the universe is bringing to them. They love all of these great things, and they basically think that their life rocks. And when they're in that good energy of thinking that their life rocks, that life is really, really good, and they're having a very, very good time, so what happens is that that energy of good fortune keeps surrounding them and bringing better and better and better for them. And that's good fortune. When a country is dealing with its own things, then what happens is it's not really saying that it's in good fortune or that it's bringing good fortune to people. It's basically saying, oh, we have all of these issues going on and we have to deal with these issues. And then more issues come into that country. And then they're dealing with that issue and this issue and that issue. And then the whole thing becomes about a lack of good fortune. So, before I came on to the show right now, another file was being played. It was an interview with a politician. And what do politicians do? Basically, they have issues that they're dealing with, and they're coming at things from the space of, oh, we have this issue, we have this issue, we need to tackle this, we need to tackle this. And then what happens? Actually, there's a never-ending cycle of issues being tackled, correct? So, when that happens, and people are constantly in the cycle of dealing with things, that is not good fortune. That is just a whole bunch of things happening, issues coming up, cropping up from time to time, which has not time to time, actually, with regularity. And people have to keep dealing with this. And this is something that's happening all around the world, or let me rephrase this. This is something that's happening or seemingly happening in a particular reality all around the world. And there are countries which either, and remember, this is in their reality, we are differentiating between different people's reality. So somebody else's reality could be different from our reality, could be different from someone else's reality, correct? And these are all different realities that different people are living out in their lives. And what happens is that that particular country, something is happening to that country, and that country is busy tackling that. And then something else is happening to the people of the country as a result of this invasion. And then now the country has to deal with the illegal immigrants, they have to deal with their own people, they have to deal with their economy. And then this becomes a very real reality for this particular country. Now, for many people listening over here, if anybody belongs to a country where, either people are leaving the country because they think it's intolerable, or lives in a country where a lot of migrants are coming in, illegal migrants, and it's affecting the economy. If anybody listening is in that particular situation, create your own reality in that. Create your own reality in that. And don't be caught up with everything else. And don't get pulled into this other parallel reality that is going on. Because from what can be observed, a lot of people get pulled into it. They're either protesting or they're being the so-called victim, and I say it with great respect and compassion. They get pulled into it, whether they're coming at it from this approach or from that approach, they get pulled into it. And then what happens is that they are going away from their own personal good fortune. The personal good fortune that their family brings them, the personal good fortune that life brings them, their own upbringing. And so it's very, very important that each person takes stock of their own good fortune and stays in that good fortune bubble and not get caught up. Politicians are great. Everybody's great. But the fact is, they do perpetuate a certain kind of reality for people, or they're instruments in perpetuating that. And even if a great politician who's wealthy and comes in and tries to help, then people are so caught up in their own negativity, they try to push that particular person out, as is happening in UK. So if wealth comes in and tries to rescue people, people are so caught up in their own issues, they actually push good fortune out. And they push people who can actually help out. So it's very, very important today in the show that everybody takes stock of the fact that are we getting pulled into somebody else's reality? And are we rejecting good fortune when it comes to us? Very, very important. And this is basically what's happening all around the world right now. In the particular reality that the world seems to be perpetuating, for example, countries at war, countries dealing with illegal immigrants, people crossing oceans, channels to enter another country using dangerous methods. Is everybody really seeking their good fortune, or are they running away from it? If an African tribal can be happy being in his tribe in Africa, and he's enjoying himself, let's say he's a really happy person, Isn't that good fortune? Isn't that good fortune itself? And so to understand that, we're fortunate right now. We're fortunate wherever we are. We're fortunate with whatever we have. We do not need to be doing something absolutely negative and not in a good way. And then pushing away people who actually bring good fortune. Because so many people are caught up in their loop, in the loop of thinking that bad things are happening, while actually things are great. And so that is a switch that everybody needs to be making in their lives. Okay, so I need to know that I'm fortunate right now. Or I need to know I can get into good fortune. I can get into good fortune and use the best methods to do it with. So when people make choices to go towards good fortune, the choices, the alternate choices also have to be good. And the means to get there should also be good. Not that somebody is jumping from the fire into the frying pan or from the frying pan into the fire, whichever way it is. So if you really think about it, the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, they're such important shows, even compared to other shows. Why? Because a show can be about inspiration. Oh, we are going to inspire you to do this, and we are going to inspire you to do that. It could be a motivation show. And so there could be people motivating people. You know what? Jump from the fire into the frying pan. Jump from the frying pan into the fire. Inspiration and motivation, it's great, but you never know who's inspiring who to do what. You never know how that inspiration is going to work in somebody's life and actually make them take incorrect steps, which basically makes them feel that, oh, you know what? I'm inspired. I'm motivated to take certain action. And then they take that action, and the whole path that they walk using this inspiration to reach their goal could be fraught with lack of good fortune. Lack of good fortune. Good fortune is something that exists at the beginning, it exists during the journey, and it exists at the destination. Good fortune is not something that suddenly kicks in. When the whole journey shows a complete lack of good fortune. And if people follow joyful manifestation, what is joyful manifestation? Joyful manifestation means attracting good all the time. Trying to achieve one's goals, but not because they're suddenly inspired to do something. When the journey itself is not having good fortune in it. So basically, one cannot reach point A from point A to point Z. And in some countries, even India, Z is pronounced as Z, Z. So from point A to point Z, one can't do that if everything is not done in joyful manifestation energy. So there has to be joyful manifestation energy at point A. There has to be joyful manifestation energy at point Z. And the whole journey from A to Z has to have joyful manifestation energy supporting it. Otherwise, people just end up jumping from one bad situation into another bad situation. And that is exactly what can be seen as happening in many countries, in many places around the world. People thought that they were in bad, okay, people thought that they were in a bad place. Then they took or take a really bad journey to get into another place that they think good fortune is there, but actually, people themselves there are trying to create a life for themselves. So the whole thing from A to Z has to have joyful manifestation energy supporting it. And if joyful manifestation energy is absent, if joyful manifestation energy is absent, how can people think suddenly that it's just going to come in as a wave and take them? Because what happens to people is when they're not experiencing good fortune all the time, and I mean all the time, when people are not in joyful manifestation energy all the time, what happens then is they are battling and struggling. They are going against the tide, so to speak. Their journey is fraught with difficulty. And then they're expecting they're going to reach heaven or a place where there are many gardens and beautiful flowers and fruits and honey flowing and all of the great things. But the mistake that they made is the whole journey became a journey of struggle. And they did not use joyful manifestation energy to do that. And then what happens is they're just drawing in more struggle energy, more struggle energy. And they get caught in that cycle. So for the people who take the effort and time to listen to our shows, the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, you can be people who observe the world. Become observers. So then you're looking at things from a higher perspective. You're able to see the mistakes that other people make. And you're able to say, oh my God, they are not using joyful manifestation energy. They are not using the joyful manifestation process. They're not using good fortune energy. And as you become the observer of all of these things, you are removed from that place where other people continue to create a reality of hardship and struggle. And being the observer, it will stop one from entering the energy that somebody else is in. And that's what's happening in the US and UK and other places, that people are getting drawn into negativity, into somebody else's fight, into something that other people put themselves into. And then they continue to perpetuate that reality that they're in. And then innocent people, and by innocent, I mean people who generally have a great life, doing their thing, eating well, going for movies, having fun. They somehow get drawn into this alternate reality. And as a person who's the host, producer, director, if you wish, and the host of the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show, we want to say that since you're taking the time to listen to our shows, and since you're taking the time to even subscribe to our shows and show your support for our shows, we want to ask you to be careful about what reality you're going to participate in. Because then what happens is that reality will enter your aura. And sooner or later, one's life will start to change. And not change for the better, changes for the worse. And case to point, there was this Indian girl who probably comes from a good family, you know, because people make good money in the US. When Indians go there, they make a lot of money. And whatever her family background, I didn't study it, she's probably having a good time, but she entered another person's fight. She got motivated and inspired by that. She said some really bad things that she shouldn't say in front of a court, in front of the legal system. She ended up being apprehended for that. She probably didn't do anything in her life to deserve it, except for leaving her reality behind, not appreciating her own life, and entering some other people's reality, and then taking on their karma. And then she ends up in jail. And the reason I'm having this show is because we are all kind of on a threshold. And everybody here who's listening to the show live and who will be listening to the future podcast, because you're giving respect to the show, you're giving respect to good fortune and the principles of good fortune and joyful manifestation. We want you to have the benefit of preventing yourself and your family from participating in realities that would just suck you, pull you into them, and then that becomes your reality, or fictitious Jane's reality. So, fictitious Jane, basically, if she has a good life, whether she has a job or not, and she's okay, she's fine, she's having good food, she's watching movies, she's enjoying herself, and then something else goes on in the world. She gets distracted. And again, we're not going into the right and wrong of things. I'm not saying this group is right, this group is wrong. We're being completely neutral here. We're not going into who's right and who's wrong. Because we're not them, right? We don't understand. So they know what they're doing, or they don't know what they're doing. Whatever it is, you're not going into the right and wrong. What we're saying is fictitious Jane has a nice life, but she gets pulled in by people who are living in other realities, and then her life changes. Her reality changes. She no longer will attract good fortune energy. She will no longer be in joyful manifestation energy. So yes, the good fortune show and the joyful manifestation show may not be, you know, telling you, hey, go there and achieve this, do this, you know, inspire you to jump the ocean and cross the ocean and climb the mountain and pick the stars out of the sky. So no, we're not telling you to do that. But we do want to help you know how to be in good fortune energy and to attract it so that that energy works for you. So the joyful manifestation energy works for you. You don't have to climb Mount Everest and put a flag on top. It's been done, of course. You don't have to do that unless you really want to. And we're not inspiring you to do that. We're not motivating you to do that. We just want you to know how to keep attracting, how to keep creating, and constantly attracting good fortune energy and joyful manifestation energy. And that is what is going to help you do everything. So let's say there is fictitious Jane, and she is just an example to let you know the difference between inspiration and motivation and constantly being in good fortune. Not that inspiration and motivation cannot get you into good fortune, it can. But many people don't understand that getting inspired does not ensure good fortune energy all the time. No, it does not. James Bond, 007, could have been inspired to save the world. Oh, let me go, and I will save this one, and I will save that one. And like that, I mean, James Bond is fictitious. But there are many people in the world who get inspired and motivated to save the world and to do this and to do that. But does that mean they have good fortune energy? It doesn't. Because who knows what they're going to be doing in their journey? Who knows what they're going to be attracting? So, getting inspired and motivated has its own place, but that doesn't mean it's good fortune. It doesn't mean that it's going to generate joyful manifestation energy. No, when your goal is to generate joyful manifestation energy, when your goal is to be in good fortune, then everything can happen for you. And it can happen in a really nice way. So you will enjoy your journey. You will enjoy the whole journey. And sure, I'm basically showing you how to be in control of your own life. How to be the person who writes down her life story, her journey. And knowing that it's not about being inspired to do some crazy thing, to do something, but to know that the journey itself has to be great. That there has to be good fortune energy coming at you, literally, from every corner. And that is what is a really successful life. Of course, success is different for different people. I do agree with that. But I'm hoping that everybody who takes the time to listen to the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show would know the difference between being inspired, being motivated, and attracting good fortune. There's a big difference in that. Because inspiration can be about anything. It doesn't say how you're supposed to do it. Inspiration does not ensure that the gods and goddesses are going to be supplying a complete, what do I say? They are giving you good energy all the time. Being inspired could get somebody to do great things, amazingly great things, but it does not mean that good fortune is supporting this person. The person's journey, it's like, well, let's say, it's like taking a cruise ship, a fantastic cruise ship, from the start till the end, supported by luxury and good fortune and joyful manifestation energy. Or taking a little boat or a ship that's not even well constructed on rocky, choppy waters. That's the difference. And so I know there are shows about inspiration, but it's so much more important. Shows, books, whatever it is, material. But it's so much more important to be supported with good fortune energy, joyful manifestation energy, and to know when one is in that or when one is out of that. To know whether you're in the right group that's going to support your good fortune or is going to take one on a journey of shakiness and upheaval. and possibly prison. Because when you watch these YouTube videos and you see the choices people are making, again, we're not saying that somebody's mission is right or wrong. We're not going into the whole judgment factor. We're saying that it's very important for people listening to the shows and for the people who read my book, Joyful Manifestation, and who listen to the podcast later on, to remember that the goal itself is good fortune energy. That is the goal of being in good fortune energy. The goal is not to start a journey that can take one into places one never wanted to go. One never wanted to go. Like, there are people who have being homeless as a lifestyle. That's what they're saying now. So being homeless becomes a lifestyle. It gets so deep into them, into their consciousness. They won't recognize luxury if it hits them. We're not talking of the genuine cases here, but a lot of people get used to lower standards of life. They get used to it. And then it's in their aura and it attracts more. And then they get used to it even more. They get used to it even more. So that is not good fortune. I'm not talking of a tribal who lives in his own surroundings of trees and, that's how they've lived many years. I'm not talking of that. I'm talking of people who come to cities and then are not able to make a space for themselves there. And they get used, maybe right from the beginning they were used, or they get used to being homeless. So now people are saying homelessness is actually a lifestyle choice that many people make. It becomes part of their psyche, their consciousness, and then attracts more and more and more, and they get used to it. They get used to it. You've heard of the people who can live with cobwebs, right? Their homes not sparkling clean. But they're actually used to living in a certain way that it's a little dark and, it's a lifestyle. They get used to it. And that's not good fortune. Because good fortune is not operating there. Goddess of wealth doesn't exist there. Goddess of abundance and beauty includes cleanliness, includes all of these other factors, does not exist there. She does not. She doesn't live in those places. She abandons those places. So people, their lifestyle choices, how they live, even if they live in a 10 by 10 space, it should be sparkling clean and beautiful because that's where good fortune resides. Because the energies that occupy places that are dark and dingy, let me use the word dingy. The energies there are of a different nature and composition. Vis-a-vis energies that live in beautiful places. The reason I actually noticed, and not noticed, but watched some things during the course of this week. And I saw that, okay, there are people who inspire people to do things in life. Get inspired, getting inspired. But does that ensure good fortune? And that is the main question that everybody needs to ask themselves. Oh, am I in good fortune energy? I may be inspired, but am I in good fortune energy? I may be inspired and motivated, but am I in joyful manifestation energy? Is joyful manifestation energy supporting me throughout this journey? There was this news person And he takes up issues and he discusses and he debates. And he took up this issue in India. And I've been watching all around the world, but not news, but basically little YouTube thingies. And this particular week I've been doing this. Okay, so I don't do this all the time. I did it this week. And this person started a whole debate about a palace that somebody spent thousands and thousands in US dollars and crores in Indian money. He built this absolutely gorgeous palace. And using government funds. Now, again, I'm not going into the right and wrong of this. I'm being very, very neutral. But the whole approach was, oh, why should you build this palace when so many people are going through so many problems in life? This is the absolute opposite of abundance-mindedness. That was the whole debate. Why should a government spend money building this palace when there are people in dire straits and situations? Do you see the difference between two points of view? One point of view is constantly being in the negative and, oh, you can't build a palace because, other people are going through things. It's not that that money would have been given to these people to survive. It would have gone somewhere else anyways. But the thing is, you're going against beauty. You're going against abundance. Why does it have to be this way or that particular way? Why can't people just enjoy that? Oh my God, another beautiful, building, a great architecture. Well, many, many beautiful buildings and palaces around the world have been built, and nobody objected then. And to go completely into this, oh, we need to support poverty vis-a-vis gorgeous, gorgeous constructions that can actually add to the beauty. And why not just keep it for tourism then, right? I mean, maybe that place would look more beautiful and people would visit there. People could visit and enjoy beauty. Why not take that approach? So, do you see what I'm saying? There are two types of approaches in this world. One is a very dark, negative approach to life, and one is about beauty and abundance. Every situation is different, of course, and we don't need to go into the right and wrong of things. But to know what your mind supports. Oh, are you delighted looking at this beautiful palace? That's beauty in your mind. Or is fictitious Jane offended by the thought of the money that went into building this beautiful palace? So everybody today, just know if you are observing things from the point of beauty, or if you're observing things from the point of whatever the world thinks is wrong with it. And everybody fighting their causes and, oh, this is happening to me and that is happening to me. So, monitor your reality. Monitor the reality that you feel you're being drawn into, the fight that the side that you're taking. And know that you can have your own life filled with beauty and the goddess of good fortune visiting you and being with you, and all the great gods and goddesses, the all that only wants beauty and abundance for all of his children, for all of his creations, because God made the world keeping beauty in mind. He did not make the world keeping the opposite in mind. And so, I just want you to know that there's a difference between being inspired and understanding that the whole goal and destiny, the whole goal is to attract more and more good fortune into our lives. This is Sugandhi Iyer. We're at the end of a show. And we will be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. for the Joyful Manifestation Show, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, do continue to subscribe for our shows, because you know what? We want to be living in a great reality. And also, just notice, what is the reality that you're supporting for the next 1 week? And I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show.